Welcome, Maxi Gambia, community coach from Plus, to the Mindful Monday show on Apple FM.
Hello, Teresa. It's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
No, it's brilliant to have you on. Thank you so much. So tell me, what's your role then, Maxi? What do you do?
What do I do? I engage in the community. I get to know sort of other great organizations, charities, things, whatever's going on in Somerset. I like to hear about it. And I run and organize events with my partner in crime, Tracy. She is the other community coach in Somerset, but she covers more the Mendip kind of area. We run and organize events, we network, and we can sort of get to know what's going on in the county. And
so see what sort of people are you looking to help then?
So on the project, we can support anyone that is over 18 living in Somerset and unemployed. That's the eligibility. But you know, if someone is still working, I often do still signpost individuals or other things going on to them. So if we're not right for them, or if they're not sort of suitable for our project, I do know of other things that are going on, other supportive groups and things like that, that I can then further signpost.
So if they're over 18, is there a cutoff age? Is it 66 not, or 70 or?
Not really, but in the end, so one of our goals is we do want to get people back into some kind of education, employment, sort of to upskill them. So we do ask them to be happy to sort of get involved with whatever ideas we throw at them. And also, they want to be helped. They want to be geared up to get out there again.
So any of our listeners that are listening to the show this evening and think, wow, I've been unemployed now for a few months or 6 months or 2 weeks, then is it just a conversation they have with you, or do they get to meet you in person? Maybe if they haven't got transport, what happens there?
So I like to just say that anyone can have a very informal chat with me or Tracy. During that chat, I just find out more about them. They can find out more about us. And if it still sounds like something that they want to get on board with, then I refer them on to my colleagues who can then get the ball rolling sort of with the admin side of things, with the important documents and things like that.
The paperwork, yeah.
Paperwork.
The red tape.
Yeah.
And then cross the T's and dot the I's.
Yes, exactly. So get all that boring stuff out of the way, and then they are on project. They'll have a one-to-one, one of my colleagues will be their one-to-one coach through their journey with us, and their journey could be anything from 2 weeks to 9 months. Depends on the person, depends on what they need, depends on where they are in their life, and what barriers they have to cross.
That sounds really quite inspiring. Right, we're going to play a song, and we will come back and talk some more.
And you're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Maxi Gambia.
So you said it was the whole of Somerset. So we're talking. So if someone's listening, and we do have listeners all over Somerset, but if they're stuck out at Minehead, or they're up on the coast somewhere and they haven't got the transport, or unfortunately the buses aren't good for meeting up, does someone go and see them, or do they just chat, or do they do Zoom, or?
So generally we ask for, basic contact details, telephone number, email address. We like to do things, especially now, we like to be doing things remotely. And but in the past, when we are allowed, we do meet up for a coffee, or but we don't. No, we don't go to people's houses.
No,
but it's more of an empowering kind of project where we ask them to, you know, push themselves. But yeah, like you said, a lot of people can't leave their houses either. So yeah, it starts off baby steps with a phone call, and then go from there.
Yeah, and it sounds very relaxed and informal. You know, you're not having to get yourself all dressed up and go off to some office building and walk in and think, oh, crikey, which building are they in? You know, to meet somebody nice. And I take it you wear a red rose, yeah? Depending who you are.
Yes, I mean, all the bells and whistles. Yeah, I usually have quite colourful trousers on, so
that's good.
No, but we do have offices in Yeovil and Bridgewater, and depending on the day, or you know, they are participants are welcome to come and visit us there, have a cuppa.
Right.
We like to, you know, schedule the meetings because their rooms aren't the biggest. Yeah. So
if they're living in Taunton, to meet you for a coffee somewhere at Mr. Miles is ideal.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Yes. So you spoke earlier when we were chatting about courses. So what's that about?
So we have got starting in, it's already started. The second session of our Empowering Women's course, which is a 6-week online course, the second session is on the 26th of January, which is a Wednesday. Like I said, it is all online, but then the final session, so week 7, it's a chance for people to come together in a social aspect, where in the past we've gone to the woods, so Naroche Woods, just on the outside of Taunton, and then we've also gone to the Ark at Egwood. We've also gone to an equine therapy place called Baxter's Way, where we then spend the day. Participants are then able to meet and greet one another, explore, do some activities. Everything, you know, the lunch is free, we provide the transport, but it's also a chance for us to kind of gain some valuable feedback. So it is, the majority of the course is online, but then the final week 7 is in person, and it's a wonderful chance for people to meet again. So that's Empowering Women. Each week will be a different workshop.
Yeah. And obviously that second one starts in 2 days' time, because today's the 24th of January, so the second one's the 26th. But so again, that group of ladies can be of all ages. You have people that may have lost confidence, may have had a family and trying to get back into work because they need to earn some pennies now, and the children have gone off to preschool or schools. Is that what I'm looking at? And are there people with disabilities as well?
Yes. We encourage everyone to get involved, no matter what their barrier is, no matter where they are in life, no matter how they feel. Or are thinking about themselves. You know, some people, it's a real mixed bag, and that's why we encourage everyone to get involved, because you never know that many people have already been where you are currently, no matter how tough it is. And that's why it's such, these groups, these courses are so supportive. So, for example, the Empowering Women from our last course last year, the majority of the ladies in that group are now all in contact. They meet for coffee, and you know, it's a group of friends.
Yeah.
And
do you do something the same for gentlemen?
Yes. So we have another one called Steps to Success. It's similarly sort of structured, 6 weeks online, starting Wednesday, the 16th of March. all these sessions, so the weekly sessions, the weekly workshops are 2 hours long, 10 till 12. And yeah, so Steps to Success will be, like I said, similar structure. Every week is a different workshop to empower, to build up your confidence, to have some fun, to learn something new, to ask questions. Sorry.
Is that for anyone to attend?
Yes. So brilliant. Steps to Success is men and women. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, sounds fantastic. So what we're going to do now is play another song. Then we're going to come back and learn what Maxi gets up to in her spare time. So that should be great.